is the Don and Mike Show. You want
a Mac? Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay. Is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with the Maze, getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a tough-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Maze at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95 KPR. Tigers taking on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action. While the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Power 95, Maze on a roll at 5:37. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
The Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, and good Monday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK from 2 to 3 p.m. every afternoon. Best of Don and Mike leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. And you do want to listen at 3 today. Ooh, it's the election eve. It's the day before the big presidential election. And we all know what that means. No. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I'm your host, Ardinger, here. The legendary Joe Ardinger. Fresh off a Halloween day where I had so much fun scaring all the kids. And I am just glad to be back in the studio to share some time with you. But it's not about me. It's about you, the listener, and the best of Don and Mike. And in this segment, Don was at a party once and bumped into a mega famous celebrity. And it is the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
So I'm at this party, which I don't expect to be a good party, but as it turns out, I'm there and it's a great party. And I'm sitting at, I don't want to reveal the celebrity's name. If you're listening, honey, call now. Because I tried to call my wife. This was towards the end of my encounter with a celebrity, which lasted about 10 minutes.
And you were doing a good job masking your glee, your giddy celebrity struck enthusiasm.
Sure. That I tried to call Frida to put this person on the telephone.
Sure.
And I got Rob's wife instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I always do.
All right.
I always make that mistake.
Accident.
No. And I looked at the phone. She said, hello. And I look at it. You know, my phone says Frida. Right. And I know I didn't call the wrong phone.
Who is this?
As it turns out, our wives, Robbie, had gone out on, well, you knew this, you're back, went out Saturday night,
yeah.
Went out drinking and whoring, and and I guess, you know, some, well, while they had picked up guys or something, mm-hmm. somehow my wife's cell phone tumbled out of her purse and ended up in Carrie's car.
Really?
So Carrie...
Maybe they, you know what, did you ever think... Maybe they were roughhousing.
Humble,
hey.
So it's Carrie, Rob's wife, and
Carrie, Rob's wife.
I said, "Well, I'm here with a celebrity," and she said, "Well, I don't. I got Frida's phone. Oh, I've got to go bring it back to her. Blah 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 blah." Uh-huh. And I said, "Okay, all right." And then I put the phone down, and the celebrity looked at me and said, "What were you doing?" Oh, hold on. This maybe this. Here she is. Hi, darling.
Hi, my sweetheart.
Hi, baby. Now,
I have one question.
Yes.
It's a very sweet story, but I'm stuck on a fact that you mentioned a little bit earlier.
What's that?
How, you know, it's like I have to pull teeth to get you to go out with me any night. And then when you're not...
Baby, it's the Super Bowl. You don't know me at the Super Bowl. These guys will tell you. I'm a...
bar with strangers, which I could not, on my deathbed, get you to go out with me.
But you don't...
bar with strangers.
Darling, you don't know when it's different when you're somewhere else and you've got nothing to do. If you would ever...
I've been with you on vacation when we've been somewhere else with nothing to do, and we just do nothing.
But baby, the Super Bowl, it's like there's big, gigantic, blown-up footballs everywhere. And really, and everywhere you look, it says Super Bowl, and everywhere you go, that's all they're talking about.
You were kind of... I mean, we all were, but you know, to get a free pass on this. You were kind of a party poop on Friday night because we were all tired, right?
Yeah, right.
You wanted to just, you just went home. I mean, went back to your hotel.
Yeah,
right.
Friday night, I just went and crashed because I was.
You just don't want to go out when there's witnesses. When you're by yourself, after party.
Okay, whatever your theory is. And here I was going to say something wonderful about you. Besides the fact I tried to call the celebrity with you, as I told you on an episode last week, my wife had the floors redone,
yes.
And I was crazy because all of my TV stuff
right.
had to be unplugged. So what a good wife I have, and I really mean this. Yesterday morning, 7 a.m., I'm still in Houston. She's back here. I'm so freaked out about the fact that the game's going to be on.
Right.
And
you're not going to get your TV.
Right. And because they had to take everything out of the room and unhook everything.
All the wires.
My wonderful wife is on the phone with me, and I'm walking her through enough to at least get it up and running.
And she did it.
She did it. Right. Cool. And, you know, a lot of it was just me jerry-rigging it and knowing where stuff is and saying, oh, no, don't put that cord in there. That code
right.
cord goes in here. Anyway, you were great. We were on the phone like for a half hour.
I know what's important to my man.
On Sunday morning, and it was very nice of you.
The house was a mess. It looked like there was so much dust. It looked like I'm reading a book about Pompeii right after the volcano and all the ash. That's what the house looked like.
Wow.
But the TV was perfect when you got back, and that's all that I cared about.
That's it. You're my girl. Thank you, baby. Oh, and sorry that you missed the celebrity.
I'm glad I missed that call. That's embarrassing. What are you supposed to say to a celebrity on the phone?
I just wanted to pass it over just to say
you
hello.
You want to verify. You want somebody to acknowledge that you're having this moment, and you wanted to share it with the woman you love.
Hi, sure. It's nice to talk to you. I love your work.
Yeah, and you would have said
that. That would have been very embarrassing and very uncool.
All right. Well, anyway.
I think it's not uncool if you get on the phone with the celebrity and go, you suck.
Well, she wouldn't have done that. She wouldn't have done that because you like this guy. All right, baby.
All right.
Love you.
I love you too, sweet pea, and I'm glad you look handsome. Thank you for telling me you look good in your grown-up clothes, and you don't wear a jersey there. That would have been like the one appropriate place for you to wear a jersey.
Yeah, she made me wear all my grown-up clothes, and I had to call her on Saturday when I was in the middle of going to all of these things, and I said, listen, you know, thanks for making me buy grown-up clothes.
When Don mentioned the celebrity to you, Frida, did you get excited then? I mean, are you excited about the celebrity he hung out with?
I think it's a very neat story. Telling you.
See, she doesn't care.
I don't sound a little condescending, do I?
Mm-hmm. All right, bye, honey. See ya.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. I'm afraid that
very
she can't,
clever boys.
She can't share my excitement. So anyway, here it is. I'm sitting at the bar and I order the drink and the guy says that's a good one. And I look and it's Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it's Matthew Perry from Friends, and he is sitting. It's a small bar in the very back of this roped off area that has a bunch of seats with sunken seats, a bunch of booths, so these people can all be in their private little areas. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting at the bar, and he's got his three guys that I think are his friends, his buddies.
Right.
So he's down there. So he looks at my media tag, mm-hmm. which you're forced to wear wherever you go down
Everywhere.
There to get
right.
in somewhere.
And unless you're on a major TV show.
It's the, yeah. Yeah, right. But all the schmucks like me
right.
are wearing this. And it's a big, gigantic thing. We all had to wear them.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah.
And it says right on it.
Michael Sors.
Got my real name.
And also on very, you know, not as big letters as the Super Bowl, but on the bottom of it, not good for game.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So
it was the first time they've done that, which I thought is kind of a drag.
Yeah, that hurt.
But he looks over at me and he goes, so, media, Mike Sors, you're in the media. And I said, hey, and so are you. And then there was a moment, uh-huh. and then he said, so, where are you from? And I said, I'm from D.C. He said, what do you do? I said, I do a stupid little radio show. He said, hey, I used to do a stupid little TV show. These are all direct quotes from
right.
this guy.
Yeah.
And then he said, what do you think of Houston? And I had had enough to drink. And I was just giddy enough just to be, you know, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a faggot because I'm not a gigantic
pretty cool, though.
Fan of this guy, but yeah. he was cool and not being a jerk, and yeah. I was talking to him. So I figured, what I got to lose? What do you think of Houston? I said, I think it sucks. I said, it's real nice if you want a Paco Corralo taco because they're on every block, and if you want a Jack in the Box or a Goodyear tire.
Sure.
I said, I think this city sucks. And he said to the bartender, then he says, whatever this man is having, give him another one. And then he moved his stool.
Right. Right.
Over so that he said to his friend, Brian, remember that, Brian, move over. So he moves over to sit down next to me
mm-hmm.
and starts talking to me and says, so, what do you think? And I said, what do you think about what? What do you think about tonight? We gonna have a good time tonight? He was playing with me. Obviously,
right.
he's playing with me like I'm some schmuck fan, which I am. And then he said, "Is your show on in Los Angeles?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "No, and it will never be on in Los Angeles." and he said, "Well, I," and then he laughed. He said, "He said I probably would." He went, and they went, "Ha ha ha ha! I'm lying. I wouldn't listen to your show." And then I said, well, that's pretty good because up until like the last month, I've really not watched your show either. And he was cool with that. He said, oh, whatever. I said, now I do like, I know it's not you, but I like the, how you doing?
Oh my God, oh. You talking to me like Joey?
Oh. Yeah, I did. What the hell?
Oh, God.
He laughed at me.
Right.
He laughed at me and then he said, so, what do you do on your show? You just talk about, because I said, well, you know, it's a lifestyle show. And I was getting into, like, he said, do you ever talk about Friends? I said, yeah, we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't watch it. I don't watch it a lot, so I kind of lead the discussion, and we don't really talk about it. And then this is turning it around. I said, but I did see you in the whole nine yards with Bruce Willis. And this is true. I did see it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a funny movie. I said, there's that scene where you're running into the sliding glass door. I said, that's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, you're S-ing me. You saw that movie? You liked it? I said, hell yes. He said, you know, we made a sequel. I said, I think I had read that like 6 months mm-hmm. ago. He said, it's tested so poorly that they've pushed it back. It was supposed to be released between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm. Right.
Then it was supposed to come out the first part of the year.
Not
now it'll
well.
Be out sometime when there's a lull in February or March or whatever.
Something to look forward to.
So he was pretty funny. And I saw the guy, his NBC liaison / security guy, Goon, was standing over his left shoulder. And I could see this guy. He had an earpiece in
mm-hmm.
and was standing about 10 feet behind
right.
Matthew Perry. And I see him, Matthew Perry turns around, and I see the guy, the goon, I see him point at me. Like, what he's inferring is...
Is he bothering you?
Right. Uh-huh. And Matthew Perry just goes like this. Doesn't think I see it. He just goes... He shrugs and goes...
Shakes his head no.
Right.
A little bit.
So,
subtly.
I turned to him and I...
When you put your arm around him, did the guard come any closer?
No, what I did is I turned and I said to him, hey, thanks for shaking off the sign. And he laughed.
Right.
There, he really laughed. He said, you totally did not know that I was shaking off the sign. I said, that's your boy right back there. That's your goon. I said, your goon? I saw your goon point at me, and then you said no, that it was okay.
He's okay.
And, and then he said, my goon? Hey, come here, Anthony.
Yeah.
And this guy who's like 8 feet tall comes over, and he goes, Anthony, my goon, I'd like you to meet Mike. He's in the media. You know, and the guy shakes my hand. The guy got like a gigantic hand,
yeah,
twice the size. My hands are like Macaulay Culkin's hands compared to this guy. And Matthew Perry was having a really good time busting my ball, saying, so he says, you're a
the
goon.
Did the guy take any offense at the fact that you called him a goon?
No, because he was bought and paid for by Matthew Perry.
So, right.
At one point,
so he was a security guy.
Yeah, when Matthew Perry was done with him, he said, that's fine, you can leave us now. And that guy goes, yes, sir. And he just walks
steps back 10
feet away.
Huh. Right.
So then we had a second drink, and we talked about sports, and we talked about all kinds of stuff. And then I said to him, he got up to leave, and he said, well, Mike Source, it's been a pleasure meeting you. And I said, I'm going to say this on my radio show on Monday. You're really not a d-. He said, but you're a d-. And then his friends all laughed because that's what, you know. Yeah, but also it was kind of funny because he was calling me a d-. And then I said, you know what I should do? I really should probably give you the number of the radio show so that you can. And I said, nah, you know, forget it. This would be like the thing when I was calling my wife.
Right.
I said, I don't even know what the number to the radio show is. And he said, as he was walking away, he grabbed my hand, gave me the put both hands on my hand and said, and I want you to know, even if you gave me the number, I would absolutely never call your show.
Wow.
Said, but it's been great seeing you.
Right.
Bye-bye. And I did manage, some paparazzi guy came by.
And got a picture?
And I got a picture of me with him.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Good.
And Jimmy Fallon. So I guess I'll have that at some point in the future.
Now, how long would you say that you and Matthew Perry spent together? The couple of drinks there.
Buzz, I did time it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you did. It's all about quantity.
Sure.
10 minutes.
10 minutes with Matthew Perry.
That's pretty impressive.
10 quality minutes with Matthew Perry. Yeah. And I guess I did okay. He didn't walk away. And I felt like a big shot, you know.
Cool.
Because there were other people that were looking at me.
You got to kind of pretend that it's not a big deal.
But I was thinking that the people that were looking at me were thinking that I was like one of his schmuck friends who was obviously there just to, which I was. And I pushed it at the very end when I.
So you're saying you did do that and it tasted good.
Yeah. And he got up to leave and I said, where are you going now? And funny, because he didn't say it meanly. Mm-hmm. He said it in a funny way.
Right.
I said, where are you going now? And he said, somewhere you'll never go. And I said, where are you going? He said, bye.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow. Took off and walked away. So
he was just playful, but he was having a good time, and he was a nice guy.
Yeah. Yes, and look at all, Matthew Perry.
Good to hear.
Didn't appear to be, you know, and I had to check right away. I called, like I said, tried to call my wife. You know, when you're in that situation, God, I'm such an idiot in that situation. I wanted to call everybody to say, I'm here with Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
What I did, and actually the move with Frida ended up being fine, because he was talking to his friends for a second. So I picked up the phone to get my wife on the cell, and I go, hello, hello. And the whole thing with Carrie, and I said, I'm sitting here with
Matthew. And he caught you?
I said, I'm sitting here with Matthew Perry, but never mind, click. And I hung up the phone, and he said, who is that? I said, I just called my wife. And he said, Dude, that is so pathetic. Like, what did you expect? He said, what did you expect that I would do? I said, I guess pick up the phone and say hi to my wife.
Right.
And he said, I could be any guy. I could just be some drunk guy just saying hello. What's that going to mean? And that was a refreshing,
you know, and really,
funny attitude.
Well, he knows that because he's probably been asked many times to do that.
He's a funny guy.
So anyway, that was that. That was that.
That's pretty impressive. And, he is a big deal.
And then at the very end, that was it. That was it. There was something else.
Did you linger at the party after your new boyfriend left?
Yes, I did. And for the longest time.
And so you got a picture with Matthew Perry and Jimmy Fallon?
Yes, because Jimmy Fallon was standing there, and there was a guy from NBC who said, let's get some shots of Matthew.
Right.
Some shots of his mother. Come on, let's get some shots, Matthew.
Right.
And then he said, hey, Mike from the media, come here, get your picture. So
right.
I didn't speak a word to Jimmy Fallon,
sure.
But there's a picture making its way to me. And I hung out there for a...
We'll look for you in the tabloids.
For a couple hours, I hung out there. And listen, I know I sound like a schmuck, but, you know, it's cool.
It is cool.
Doesn't happen every day.
This culture of celebrity that we all live in, it's fun to hang out with a celebrity.
Cool to meet someone who's not a... And at one point, I did even say to him, how is your show going to end? Can you tell me anything?
Right.
Yeah. And he said, I thought you didn't watch the show. I said, well, I watch it sometimes. How's it going to end? He said, who cares? And that was really his attitude.
Right. Seemed to be carefree. Well, he's got all that money in the bank.
Who cares?
Why not?
What the hell? But he was not there with a girl.
Right.
With a girl. With a girl, wasn't he?
And he's kind of a ladies man, right? Is he married?
Don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Native man.
Here's the last thing that I heard on the way out. This is what I hesitated to say. As I left, the doorman said to me, are you going with the Perry party?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, no. I just ran into him. He said, oh, and Mike, you're going to be glad. You'll recognize his name. I didn't know that they had such an establishment in the fine town of Houston, but I'm not surprised. I said, oh, he went to the Gold Club. they're having a special party
for him
tonight out at the Gold Club.
Just for him, huh?
Yeah, which cool. is, it's the NBA players go to that place all the time.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's a strip club where you get the handies and everything.
Didn't know they had one in Houston.
I did not know that either, but apparently that's where Matthew Perry had to get out to go to.
Wowzy woo woo.
He had to leave. I wrote it down, the M Bar. Uh-huh. That was the name of the place, the M Bar.
The M Bar.
In Houston, Texas.
Nice party.
So that's that.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Wow.
And we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Covet VoIP is business class broadband that truly integrates voice and data. Simplify your network, improve productivity, and save up to 40%. Call 1-866-888-2954.
Today, the American dream of opportunity is getting harder to reach for most families. With income staying flat, but rising health care and housing costs and skyrocketing tuition bills. I'm James Sokas, and I think we can do better. That's why I've introduced a plan to make college tuition tax deductible and shown exactly how to pay for it. And I've proposed a plan to bring more great teachers into our public schools. I think it's time for new ideas. We've had the same congressman for a quarter century, and things are getting worse, not better. Today we face the third worst traffic in the country. Less money for our schools, and more kids taking classes in trailers. Reckless government spending and rising federal deficits that are leaving a legacy of debt for our children and grandchildren. I'm James Sokas, and I'm asking for your vote. Send me to Congress, and I'll do something that hasn't happened for too many years. Fight just as hard as you do for a brighter future and a country we can all be proud of. Paid for by Sokas for Congress.
And here's your total. Well, thanks for coming to the UPS store.
Wow, that's a great price. This must be a mistake.
No, sir. 1,200 copies, 6 boxes I packed and shipped, and 50 spiral-bound presentations. Got it all, sir.
I run a small business, too, and I think you're giving away the farm here. Are you sure you don't want to check that receipt again?
When you copy, pack, or ship at the UPS store, you'll be surprised at how much time and money you're spending.